I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The first stop for the proposed Constitution that had been signed, in some cases reluctantly, by the delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia was the United States Confederation Congress in New York. The document arrived there on Thursday, September 20, 1787, 3 days after its signing in Philadelphia. The Congress had conducted very little business that summer, but that was about to change. Within a couple of days, delegations from 11 of the 13 states were present, with only Maryland and Rhode Island absent. The following Wednesday, the 26th, was set as the day for deliberations on the proposed Constitution to begin. As the Congress gathered that day, 10 of the 33 members present had been delegates to the convention in Philadelphia, which seemed to bode well for quick action. Nevertheless, approval was by no means a foregone conclusion. Richard Henry Lee of Virginia was one of several who believed that the convention in Philadelphia had committed, as he put it, constitutional impropriety by outright scrapping the Articles of Confederation. Lee's objections were joined by those of New Yorker John Lansing, who, after having left the convention in Philadelphia early, was active in sowing the seeds of opposition. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.